the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is written in their hearts, and those who are taking part in that blessing and that benefaction and that salutation will then take part in the blessings and the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made for us. And so being a great sinner, he says in this poet, the poet says this, that I was too afraid of the punishment from Allah, from God. But soon it came to my mind that if I follow the teachings of the Messenger of God, I will then be forgiven. Can you imagine what he wrote? Look at what he's writing. And this is why we have and we recite poems. We recite poem, and you're going to hear it today. You're going to hear poems today in English, in Urdu, in Punjabi, in Arabic. You're going to hear it. What are you hearing? The hearts of the poet. That's what you're hearing. And the people who are going to sing it, our brothers and our sisters who are singing it today, it's coming from their heart because that's what they feel. And so we'd like to invite up Sister Nazira Baksh to the podium, inshallah ta'ala, to render us this beautiful qasida. Thank you.
Salaam to Canada Grand Maulud on CSTV and Shabnam Radio is supported by the Islamic Forum of Canada, World Islamic Mission, CIOG, the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana, Jamaat-ul-Ansar, the Imdadul Islamic Center, Western Islamic Benevolent Society, Tariq, Toronto and Regent Islamic Congregation, the Saida Khatija Center, IMO, the International Muslim Organization, Caribbean Muslim Network. Thank you for joining us for Salaam to Canada Grand Maulud. Assalamu alaikum.
Qayni min urbi wa min ajami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam wa sallu alai. Happy birthday, Brother Richard. Farz hai hum par Muhammad Mustafa ki Itiba Sayyid al-Khawnain Katmul Anbiya ki Itiba Hai hamare Waaste Shamma Sirato Noor Gaur Hazrat Shamshod Duha Badr Duja ki Itiba Sayyid al-Hawnain Katmul Anbiya ki Itiba Ahle Sunnat Par munasib hai ba irshade rasool chaada yaada ne nabi mujtaba ki itiba sayyid khawnain katmul anbiya ki Itiba Gargazab se kaziye Mahshar ke bachna hai tujhe Kar hamesha shafiye Roze jaza ki itiba Sayyid al-Khawnain Katmul Anbiya ki اتباع ہر عمل قرآن سنت پر یہی ہے راہ دی ہر عمل قرآن سنت پر یہی ہے راہ دی چھوڑ بلی سے قدیم اشکیا کی اتباع سید الخونین ختم الانبیاء کی اتباع فرض ہے ہم پر محمد مصطفیٰ کی اتباع سید الخونین ختم الانبیاء کی اتباع. جزاک اللہ خیرن. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
Welcome again. Alhamdulillah. That was a very beautiful qasida and rendition from Sister Nazira. Bakshamdulillah. May God Almighty preserve her, protect her, guide her always. May God Almighty shower His tremendous blessing and mercy and compassion upon her and her family. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, what we're witnessing today is what we witness in the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What do we witness? We witness people from different parts of the world, because the religion of Islam, although it started in a city in Mecca, it spread to all parts of the world. And how did it spread? It spread on compassion and love by merchants and people who traveled, and they dealt with others in such a fair and just way that they wanted to know about the religion that those of the merchants that they possessed, of how they could be so fair and so just. And from that, Islam spread to all different parts of the earth. And then what happened? People started to know and read the Quran. They started to know about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they started to write. Because one of the things that people like to do from the old times to today is that they like to write about the things that they love and they emulate, and they put it into prose and into poems, into stanzas. And because Islam spread to all parts of the world, there are poetry not only written in the language of the Quran or the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, in Arabic, but it's spread and it's spoken and it's written. And so today you can go to any parts of the world, and what would you find? Poetry in praise of the Prophet in all languages. In English, in Urdu, in Punjabi, in Turkish, in all of the languages. And so what she just recited was in Urdu. We will bring a brother, Brother Hamad Deen, who is, alhamdulillah, he's in from our masjid, Jamiat al-Ansar, and he sings in Punjabi. He sings Nats in the language of his mother, alhamdulillah, and of his father. And so inshallah ta'ala, we will bring him to give us a rendition of a Nat and hopefully summarize some of the meanings of that, so that we can see that the core of all of the poems, no matter when it's written or where it's written or the language that it's written in, the core of it is what? Love of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. So we will bring him up next, inshallah ta'ala, Hamad Deen. Thank you.
As we continue. Shabnam Radio, Caribbean Show TV. We're getting set to present another Naat, and of course, in Radio Land, you're not seeing us, but you can go to Showtime TV and catch us there. Right now, we go back to center stage for a Naat by our brother.
So before I start, assalamu alaikum. So the Sheikh Zahir said to summarize the meanings. This Naat is basically, it's called Kaliyan Zulfan Wala Dukhi Dilan Da Sahara. So it's calling on the Prophet to support the ones, us, who need his support in different ways. And it praises him in different ways. So it's in Punjabi. So inshallah, hopefully it goes well, inshallah. Kaliyan zulfan wala dukhi dilan da sahara, kaliyan zulfan wala dukhi dilan da sahara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Kaliyan zulfan wala dukhi dilan da sahara, kaliyan zulfan wala dukhi dilan da sahara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Dastan ki main Mustafa di kiddi soni shaan hai, dastan ki main Mustafa di kiddi soni shaan hai, aap di tareef vich sara hi Quran hai, aap di tareef vich sara hi Quran hai. Padh ke tu ek jeda marzi se para, padh ke tu ek jeda marzi se para, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Kendi e Halima mukh vekh lajpal da, kendi e Halima mukh vekh lajpal da, lab ke le aawa kitho sona e de naal da, lab ke le aawa kitho sona e de naal da, aamna da chan te Halima da dulhara, aamna da chan te Halima da dulhara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Kar ke ishara sona suraj nu modda, kar ke ishara sona suraj nu modda, appe chan todda te appe chan jodda, appe chan todda te appe chan jodda, bigadi manave mere nabi da ishara, bigadi manave mere nabi da ishara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Eda sona nabi koi duniya te aya nahi, eda sona nabi koi duniya ch aya nahi, yaar eho jeya koi rab ne banaya nahi, yaar eho jeya koi rab ne banaya nahi. Chaudhvi da chan te arshan da tara, chaudhvi da chan te arshan da tara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara, qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara. Dende ne gawahi zarre zarre gohe tur de, dende ne gawahi zarre zarre gohe tur de, vekh de naseeban wale jalwe huzur de, vekh de naseeban wale jalwe huzur de, deed mere nabi di hai رب دا نظارہ دید میرے نبی دی رب دا نظارہ قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا
تکبیر تکبیر تکبیر. Well, again, we continue, and it's the first time ever we are doing this. I don't think anyone else was able to do this and put it together, where we have a live audience bringing you sending praise and salawat to our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May the peace and blessing of Allah be with him. And you know, we're in good company. We are indeed in good company. Right now, we want to move things up a little bit. Going back to Trinidad and Tobago, and again, this is my niece, and I can see her uncle watching, and Shahzad is here with Diane. Her grandfather, Uncle Abdul, is here. So we wouldn't waste any more time. Out of South Trinidad, we'd like to present Saida Hussein, who will be migrating to Trinidad. I think she'll be coming here next week to make her full-time home, so we'd be seeing much more of her. Here we go with Saida Hussein.
Ya Nabi, nazar karam farmana, ya Nabi, nazar karam farmana, ae Hasanain ki nana, nana, ae Hasanain ki nana, ae Hasanain ki nana, ae Hasanain ki nana, Zahra Pak ke sadke humko Taiba mein bulwana ae Hasanain ki nana nana ae Hasanain ki nana ae Hasanain ki nana ae Hasanain ki nana aap ki dar ka hu main bhikari aap hai mere da सारे रिश्ते ना तुझसे है प्यारा अपना नाता आप की दर का हूँ मैं भिखारी आप है मेरे दाता सारे रिश्ते ना तुझसे है प्यारा अपना नाता आप तो है आप तो है आता है जिनको सबके लाज निभाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना बेसाया है लेकिन दो जग पर है आपका सा या अर्श मुअल्ला बना मुहल्ला दीद को रब ने बुलाया बेसाया है लेकिन दो जग पर है आपका सा या अर्श मुअल्ला बना मुहल्ला दीद को रब ने बुलाया हश्र सवकना हश्र सवक ना होगा किसी का ऐसा आना जाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना ऐ हसनैन के नाना सज गई है मीलाद की महफिल क्या है खूब नजा रा कैफो मस्ती में डूबा है देखो आलम सारा सज गई है मीलाद की महफिल क्या है खूब नजा रा कैफो मस्ती में डूबा है देखो आलम सारा डूल रही है डूल रही है आपकी रहमत बख्शिश का बहाना ए हसनैन की नाना नाना ए हसनैन की नाना ए हसनैन की नाना ए हसनैन की नाना जहरा पाक के सदके हमको तैबा में बुलवाना ए हसनैन के नाना नाना ए हसनैन के नाना ए हसनैन के नाना ए हसनैन के नाना
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वेलकम बैक दैट वाज अ रेंडिशन ऑफ अ पोएम फ्रॉम द आइल ऑफ ट्रिनिडाद अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह सो वी आर बाउंसिंग or traveling different parts of the world today in Toronto. We're live in Toronto in Brampton, Ontario, but we're going to different parts of the world, or we're bringing people from different parts of the world here. Alhamdulillah, all praise is for God Almighty. And so now, inshallah ta'ala, we will ask our brother, Brother Jalil Hussein, to come and render a poem. And in this poem, it talks about one of the aspects of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, about perfume. And the perfume is not the perfume that we put on. Some of us, all of us, in order to smell good, we put perfume on. But there are those like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that his sweat was like perfume. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, his sweat, the companions used to take the perfume of the Prophet, meaning the sweat of the Prophet, because it smelt so sweet. And so this was one of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that God Almighty gave to our messenger, was that blessing. And so we even know that there are blessed people of the ummah, there's blessed righteous people of this ummah, that there's stories that when you go to their graveyards and you smell, there's blessed perfume coming from it. And that's because of the righteousness of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may God Almighty make us all from amongst those that have beautiful smelling, or we smell beautiful to our families and to our loved ones. So inshallah ta'ala, we'll ask our brother Jalil Hussein to come up and to render us this very beautiful qasida.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن جميع كساله Sallu alayhi wa alihi Bismillahi rahmanir rahim Aaj hai maulud akram Assalatu assalam रहे नमा दुनिया में आए असलातो असलाम आज है मौलूद अकरम जब हुए पैदा मोहम्मद मुश्क की आए हवा जब हुए पैदा मोहम्मद मुश्क की आए हवा بھر گئی خوشبو سے دنیا الصلاۃ والسلام الصلاۃ والسلام آج ہے مولود اکرم نور پہ شانی سے چمکا سار گھر روشن ہوئے جبرائیل آ کر پکارا الصلاۃ والسلام الصلاۃ والسلام آج ہے مولود اکرم پیدا ہو کے سجدہ کر کے یوں کہا الہان سے بخش امت کو خدایا الصلاۃ والسلام الصلاۃ والسلام آج ہے مولود اکرم نور پیشانی سے چمکا سار گھر روشن ہوئے جبرائیل آ کر پکارا الصلاۃ والسلام الصلاۃ والسلام آج ہے مولود اکرم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ آمین
سلام یا کونبر صلو علی سلل الامین مصطفی ماج. You know, this is how we used to do it back home. And you know, Sheikh, we have many functions where we talk about Maulid, and we went with the name Maulud, which is the same indeed. We're doing things a little bit different. Normally in a function like this, everybody waiting. Around now you would hear the pot knocking, the food coming, and I know everybody, but we have a delicious menu with you, and I want to tell you, just to give you a little hint, we have some nice stew chicken, curry duck, curry goat, chana and aloo, some nice curry mango, and some nice paratha to wash it down with some cold, nice, fresh coconut water. So, hold all your belly a little bit. And I know you're not hungry yet, but I want to ask, turning if I could get a camera to help me here. This is unorthodox, and this is how Richard does it, right? I want to ask my Sheikh, this is our esteemed Sheikh, what do you think about this evening right now? I know he's part of this, so.
Sheikh, what are your thoughts about the program?
Yes. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, it's wonderful to see this happening, and for you, Brother Richard, to organize a physical program here. We are present here in the studio, and then on radio, Shabnam Radio, and then on television, we can be doing all of this at the same time. It's wonderful, and I'm hoping that more people would be attracted to organizing Maulud programs more often, and all of you will share in those blessings. Because you're here to do it for us and for others to see what is being done. And it's not difficult. We put some heads together, some thoughts and some resources, and we can do this. And I'm hoping that the audience in Shroud, Canada, and in the Caribbean, Trinidad, Guyana, and elsewhere that are looking at the program can be inspired and motivated to do this, because it's a wonderful feeling that we can be gathered here to spread this love, this mahabba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want to encourage all of you to do this, to try your best to love the Prophet yourself, put that mahabba in your heart, and then share it with others so they can love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is among the great things we can do. Because when we do this, in the hereafter, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will tell us what we did. When we go to his special fountain, the Hawda Sharif, to drink from his noble hands, that he would give us water. And when we drink from that fountain, we will never feel thirsty again. The Day of Judgment will become easy for us. When others will be punishing on the Day of Judgment because of the difficult conditions, the believers will be on mountains of musk, of sweet-smelling perfume, to be honored in that way because of our love for the Prophet ﷺ. I mentioned in my speech that even a non-Muslim who doesn't believe in the Prophet ﷺ, as a prophet, to accept him, become Muslim, but they love him, they will benefit because of that love. And a great example of this is the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, who opposed the Prophet Abu Lahab, who died a non-believer. But he's blessed every Monday because he showed love for the Prophet ﷺ when he was born on that Monday. Yes. So it will benefit us tremendously what we're doing here today, this Maulud function. So thanks once again, Brother Richard, for what you're doing. It's such a happy feeling for all of us being here.
And it's not just Richard Aziz, you know, this, I feel so honored doing this radio thing for the past 24, going in 25 years. I am so blessed with that. Imagine if I pick up the phone, I could call Omar Farooq and he would join with us to do whatever. We did Eid in the Park, those of you who remember. Sheikh Faisal, let's call, bam, ready to go. The Imdarul Islamic Jamaat, you just pick up the phone and they're all ready, confirming, yes, go right ahead. Tariq Islamic Center, they all. And I just want to say that we have a very strong community here, the Muslim from Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago. We have done many great things, and today with the help of those who have, you heard in the roll call, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago locally here, they are all joining us, including Sheikh Faisal and the others that you've been hearing. Right now we go to Guyana. The Central Islamic Organization of Guyana, the CIOG, is a name. You mentioned Islam, you mentioned the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Guyana, it all goes back to CIOG. They are doing tremendous work. Sheikh Faisal has been there on many occasions doing lectures and speeches. And I know they are listening. The president, Fazil Firoz, one of the founding members, he's in Canada. He's listening with his family. And now we would go to the vice president of the CIOG, our dear brother, Gulzar Namdar. To Guyana we go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ہر درد کی دوا ہے صلی علی محمد تعویز ہر بلا ہے صلی علی محمد ہر درد دکی دوا ہے محبوب کی بریا ہے صلی علی محمد تعویز ہر بلا ہے صلی علی محمد قربے خدا ہو حاصل جنت میں ہو وہ داخل جس نے لکھا پڑھا ہے صلی علی محمد ہر درد کی دوا ہے خانہ بدلنے والو ہم راہ چلنے والو پڑھتے چلو رواں ہے চলে এলাম উম্মার কুড়বে কুদাহ হাসিল জন্নত মে হো দাখিল জিসনে লিখা পড়া হল্লে আলা মোহাম্মদ হর দর্দ কি দওয়া হানে বিদে অরম কো রিজওয়ানো কো হমকো সিনে পি লিখ লিয়া হল্লে আলা মোহাম্মদ জানে বিদে অরম কো রিজওয়ানো কো হমকো সিনে পি লিখ লিয়া হল্লে আলা মোহাম্মদ হর দর্দ কি দওয়া হুদা হাফিজ ওয়াসালাম
সাল্লামু ইয়া কাউনবর সালু আলা আমিন. Well, we go to Trinidad and Tobago right now, and this young man is the nephew of a very famous singer. Billy, what's your uncle name again? Hanif Mohammed. And he's coming up next. Now, apart from his singing talent, you would watch his beautiful moustache. You know, I understand in Saudi Arabia, that some people, they take mortgages on the moustache, you know. They use it as collateral. So, Billy, you think you might in for a good few millions. Come on up, Billy Sahadat. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I know it's a different program you're hearing today, but we have the technology. You know, remember $6 million man, we have the technology and the ability. Well, we are using it to serve our beloved Allah. And of course, I just want to let you know, we'd have similar programming like this coming up to the other communities. So stay tuned. Right now, we'd like to bring on Billy Sahadat, who will be doing another selection. And again, he is from the Southland, my hometown. He's from a place called Devi.
আসসালামু আলাইকুম. পরোসল্লে আলা সাল্লে আলা সাল্লে আলা হরদম পরোসল্লে আলা সাল্লে আলা সাল্লে আলা হরদম কি মেহবু বে খুদা সলে আলা কি আজ মেহফিল মোহাম্মদ মোস্তফা সলে আলা কি আজ মেহফিল ওযু সে এন বাতিন বে আধব বে জে দরু দুন পর ওযু সে এন বাতিন বে আধব বে জে দরু দুন পর জহাঁ কে রহে নমা সলে আলা কি আজ মেহফিল মোহাম্মদ মোস্তফা সলে আলা কি আজ মেহফিল হবিবি কিবরিয়া সলে আলা কি আজ মেহফিল হে জিসকে রঙ সে রঙ্গো বহারে গুলশনে হস্তি হে জিসকে रंग से रंगो बहारे गुलशनी हसती उसी रंग गिया दासले हालाकी आज महफिल है मोहम्मद मुस्तफा सले हालाकी आज महफिल है निखाला जिसने चश्माब के उंगली से जंगल में निखाला जिसने चश्माब के उंगली से जंगल में उसी बहरे सखा सले आला की आज महफिल है मोहम्मद मुस्तफा सले हालाकी आज महफिल है दुआए मांग ले जो मांगनी हो हक से अकबर दुआए मांग ले जो मांगनी हो हक से ऐ अकबर तेरे मुश्किल कुशा सले आला की आज महफिल है मोहम्मद मुस्तफा सले आला की आज महफिल है हबीबी की बिया सले हालाकी आज महफिल है सल्लमु या कौन बल सल्लु अला सलरिल अमीन मुस्तफा मा जाएला रहमतुल आलमीन
Salam's Canada Grand Maulud on CSTV and Shabnam Radio is supported by the Islamic Forum of Canada, World Islamic Mission, CIOG, the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana, Jamaat-ul-Ansar, the Imdadul Islamic Center, Western Islamic Benevolent Society, Tariq, Toronto and Regent Islamic Congregation, the Saida Khatija Center, IMO, the International Muslim Organization, Caribbean Muslim Network. Thank you for joining us for Salam's Canada Grand Maulud. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, again, we are back, and of course, I'm going to show this program. Over the years, we have done the Indo-Caribbean Music, Culture and Community Awards, the MCC. We have recognized many, many individuals and organizations in this country, not only here, but outside of Canada. Name a few, the Tariq Islamic Center, Harun Salamat, the Devi Mandir, the founder, Amarnath Binda, one name you would know, everybody would know, is the late Brother Baj Khan, who love for our Rasul was, oh boy, everybody would know that, Baj Khan. You know, people who have given selflessly, Dr. Sunilal Pancham, who took a sewing machine to Africa so he could empower and set up cottage industry in Africa. We had people like Harold Hussein, the weatherman, who used to take bicycles using his fame to collect bicycles to send to Cuba. Many others, Ruby Khan Gupta, Nazimul Khan, and the list goes on and on. The late Ishri Singh was one of those. Today we have a few that we would like to recognize, and one of them we would like to make mention. Anybody here know our brother Imam Yusuf? Everybody know Imam Yusuf. I call him Imam Papa Smooth. And he has a powerful voice. Today our Imam is not doing too well. I hope he is listening. And who knows him a little bit better, I want to give a quick story. Sheikh Zahir here was asked to be the Imam of Jamaatul Ansar, and I don't know if you mind me sharing the story. And he was appointed the Imam of the mosque, and he declined. He said, as long as Imam Yusuf is alive, he would be his deputy Imam. And as a result, he stepped down. And today he is holding that position as deputy Imam, and our esteemed Imam continues to be the head of that organization. He did many great things, and we like to summarize it a little bit here. Our Sheikh Zahir would give us a little background on our esteemed Imam.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You know, when I went to the masjid, it was a pleasure to go to Jamaat Ansar, knowing of the great work that Imam Yusuf has accomplished in his life back in Guyana, building and being an imam of a mosque, teaching at the Muslim Educational Trust, which was his passion. Teaching was his passion, as many times I would sit with him in the mosque before he started madrasa classes, in which he continued to teach unto his 60s and 70s. And one of his passion that he's always prided himself upon is educating children. And so it was a pleasure and an honor to go to the masjid, and I remain the deputy imam, and I will remain so as a deputy imam, out of my love and reverence and honor for Imam Yusuf and the tremendous work that he's done his entire life. It is rare that you find people that work for communities, and communities, I mean plural communities here in Guyana and other places, that have dedicated their life for children and for education and for the community. And so Imam Yusuf, you know, came to Canada in 1975, and him along with a few brothers started this project in which they started to teach madrasa in his home. And I know some people who tell me that they used to attend his classes in his home. It started in his basement. And from there, they went to places and they went to rental small units and so on and so forth, until they were able to gather money, donations, and buy a piece of land. And then there subsequently build a masjid. And I know stories, I've heard stories from the people that was with him, that they would travel down to Scarborough. And there's a story that Imam Yusuf heard of someone who wanted to give money, and he traveled to London, Ontario. Can you imagine? You know how much he traveled to London, Ontario for? $100. That's what he traveled for. Incredible dedication to the community to establish a place of worship, a place where not only is education being expounded, not only is sermons and khutbah being there, not only are people gathering for brunches and for family programs and for madrasa, but children are being taught in the place. Children are being taught in the place, in Jamaat Ansar, in our mosque. And I remember when I brought the school that I ran, to the masjid, and I asked Imam Yusuf for his permission, and he granted it. He was so happy. He was overwhelmingly happy that the masjid was going to be filled with children who was going to learn. And because he understood that the place of worship is not just a place that you prostrate and you bow, but the place of worship, the masajid that the Prophet set up, was a place of education. Educating the young and old. And if you have young children being educated in Quran, in the sciences, in math and English, or whatever it is, like in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the founders and the builders all get the blessings, don't they? For the one who establishes a place of worship, everyone that goes and bows and prostrate learns a single letter, learns something, take pride in the fact that they're in a mosque. The founders of the masjid gets blessings. And those blessings will continue to reap them the reward in this world and in the next world. And so Imam Yusuf, he it's a legacy. He's left a legacy. He's still leaving a legacy now. And so we wish him good health. We wish him strength. We wish him the best of this world. And we wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the tremendous rewards for the tremendous work that he's done and that he's enabled us to do. And I'm on the coattails. We have elders in our community that we should not be forgetful of. We are on their coattails. They lay down the path and we're benefiting. And so it's something that I never forget. That's why we should always thank our elders and thank those of our elders and the imams who came and established places of worship so that continuation, so that the young people can continue to strive and learn and to develop themselves. So alhamdulillah, Brother Richard Aziz has done a wonderful thing today in that he wanted to recognize a few of our elders of our community who've established a wonderful work and wonderful progression for our children to benefit from. And it's our children and their grandchildren and their grandchildren who will benefit from the work of our elders who have come.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. And if you could just ask Brother Riyad to present this. And I am not worthy. I would like to ask our esteemed Sheikh Faisal to present this, because today, Sheikh Imam Yusuf, you are being recognized by brothers who love you, the community that cherish you. And I'd like to ask our Imam Sheikh Faisal to present this to Sheikh Zahir, because our Imam is not here.
Alhamdulillah, this is a wonderful gesture for Imam Yusuf, who, as Sheikh Zahir mentioned, has done so much work for the community. And it's a blessing for this program and for Brother Richard Aziz to do this for someone who is very deserving of this award. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Imam Yusuf for all the work he has done for the community, and accept the best of his deeds and reward him for it, inshallah. So please give him our salams and congratulations.
Again, if I could get you both, and again, I'll take this and set it aside. We have a couple more. If I can get... you see, in the short time we took to put this together, we had to invite some people to come here today. Unfortunately, not everybody could make it. In fact, they had good intention. And again, these brothers would not give me information as far as the background. This one, I would like to recognize, and again, I believe you, the audience, and the members gathered here today would agree with me. The next Indo-Caribbean Lifetime Achievement Award would like to be presented to a brother, Sheikh Khan. Sheikh Khan, those of you who would know him, is the owner of Sheikh Halal. Not only he's a good businessman, but everyone who know of Sheikh's kindness, from not only Toronto to New York, but I remember he was vacationing in Barbados and he heard about the building of a masjid and he donated. We sometimes think not only the rich people shouldn't be, and I'm not saying that he's rich, but I think he's gathering great wealth indeed in Jannah, inshallah. And I know Sheikh Faisal, know of him very well. I would like again to present to Sheikh Faisal this humble token of our appreciation. And Sheikh Zahir, if you could make the presentation on behalf of all of us to Sheikh, on behalf of Sheikh Halal.
Alhamdulillah, you know, Brother Sheikh Khan is, you have to understand that he's been in the halal business for very long, decades upon decades, serving halal to the Muslim community. And through my discussions with him and knowing him for since I was young, and my father and my uncle knowing him, his dedication is to make sure that the food that you eat, the meat that you eat, the duck, the chicken, the livestock, the animal, that it is slaughtered in the correct way. And it's slaughtered with dignity and honor of the animal. And so it passes down through his sons. he lost one of his sons, and we make dua that God Almighty forgives him, have mercy upon him, and puts his big son in Jannah al-Firdaus. But he has continued to strive and to work. The other thing about Brother Sheikh, which you may not like me to say, but I'll say it anyhow, he has been responsible for the building of many masjids in the GTA. Responsible. And he continues to give and be charitable. Both him and his wife have continued to generously give to our community, not just in dollars, but in meat, and in their presence, and in their good wishes, and in their du'as, in their supplication. And so we're giving him, Brother Arjur Aziz, and Indo-Caribbean is giving him this plaque. It's an achievement, a lifetime achievement award for the wonderful work that he's done in our community. And we ask God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to continue to bless him and his family, to continue to shower upon him strength and vigor in order to serve halal, and in order to take part in the masjids. He is the acting president of Jamiat Ansar, alhamdulillah, and he shows his dedication because he's there in the mosque. Although he's busy, he's in our masjid 4 or 5 times a week. And what is he doing? Asking the congregation, how are they? How are they doing? Do they need something? That is service. Mm-hmm. And that service should be recognized, because it's very rare that you would find someone that takes those positions and then goes and asks congregational members, how are you? Do you need anything from us? How can we service you better? So not only has he done it with halal meat, but he's done it in our masjid, and I've seen it firsthand. And that is his dedication. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give him a blessed life and provide for him and his family. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Bismillah. We know Brother Sheikh Khan for many years, and what Sheikh Zahir mentioned is very true, that he has done tremendous service for the community, especially in terms of halal meat and halal products. His commitment, as you mentioned, Sheikh Zahir, so that Muslims can eat halal, truly halal food, because he has mentioned on several occasions of the challenges he faced in those early years, especially when there weren't too many halal suppliers, and there were some people who would be mindful more of profit than of actual halal meat and so on. So there were challenges, but he stood up and he did a great job, alhamdulillah. So we make special dua for Brother Sheikh and Sister Nisha and for the entire family. Special dua for his son, Brother Mansoor, who passed away recently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Brother Sheikh Khan for all the great work he's doing. And we congratulate him for receiving this award as well, inshallah.
We have another one, and this is to our dear brother who couldn't make it. He's under the weather today. Brother Farooq Mohammed. I don't know where to start with Brother Farooq. He have been serving for many, many, many years. He started as the first president of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. Some of you would remember him, Sheikh Farooq. And he went on to do other things at the Western Islamic. Some of us know it as 4040. Today, he is the chairman of the Building Committee for World Islamic Mission. And recently, he have dedicated the masjid to Sayyida Aisha Center. He renamed it the Sayyida Aisha Center. And this is a tribute to all those who have lost their lives as a result of Islamophobia and blind hate. There is a food bank there. There is the Imam Council of Canada that occupies the building, and he continue to serve. Those of you know that he is also the president of Farex, a logistic company that does tremendous work indeed. But sometimes we have to stop and say thank you to those who have been giving and giving and giving. There's nothing really, you know, he had taught me, I had a restaurant, those of you remember, I had 4 restaurants. And he encouraged me. I was trying to get rid of a restaurant and trying to get to have it sold. And he said, Richard, get out of that. And he indicated how what we were doing was haram. You know, people wouldn't admit to their faults, and he was one that I am very proud, who held my hand as a brother and made sure that I was put on a different path. For this, I want to thank him. So today, we'd like to recognize Sheikh Imam, so many Imams indeed, but Haji Farooq Mohammed with his Lifetime Achievement Award. And we'd like to convey to his family how proud we are of him. We'd like to, anybody here would like to share a few words about our Imam?
Bismillah. Once again, Brother Farooq, Haji Farooq, he's one of those examples of individuals that have dedicated a lot of their time and resources and effort for the Muslim community, to serve the Muslim community. And we want to thank him for what he has done over the years, and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all his good deeds. You mentioned his amazing achievements. What I also want to mention is that he has faced some health challenges in recent times. He's been very ill.